carrying on, help us.
I don't carry on.
Chofetz Chaim. Had a special speaker from Bournemouth today, but he unfortunately couldn't make it. So I'm here instead. Yankee.
Yeah.
He was supposed to give the halacha. He couldn't make it, so standing
in.
Exactly right. So we're up to day 41 of the Daily Companion, the Chofetz Chaim, entitled Repairing the Damage. The learning of Chofetz Chaim is L'schus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, the Sochor Choli Yisrael. So, one of the greatest gifts Hashem has given the Jewish people is the ability to cleanse ourselves of our sins through tshuva. This gift is especially precious when one has been guilty of spreading or speaking Lashon Hara. We have learned that when we speak Lashon Hara, we cause untold damage to, number one, ourselves, number two, our listeners, and number three, the subject or subjects of our words. The Chofetz Chaim has chronicled in detail the way averus can be transgressed through Lashon Hara, as we've been through before. Yet, regardless of how grievously we have sinned, Hashem extends to us the gift of tshuva, enabling us to repair the damage, at least to some extent. The Chofetz Chaim discusses the parameters of tshuva as it applies to Lashon Hara. If one has spoken Lashon Hara, but his listeners did not believe what was said, then the avera is between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva in such a case requires harota, the person regrets his avera, vidoy is confession before Hashem, and acceptance upon oneself not to repeat the avera, aziva sachet. It's between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again when no one believes it, he just said Lashon Hara. If, on the other hand, the Lashon Hara was accepted as fact and it resulted in harm, then more is required. For example, a person lost an opportunity for a promotion because someone provided unnecessary or inaccurate negative information about him. This constitutes real damage, both monetary and emotional. In this case, the three-part tshuva outlined above, charota, vidui, and aziva sachet, would not be sufficient. One would also have to approach the victim, as he calls it in the book, the victim or the subject, and ask forgiveness for having spoken against him and caused him harm. So going back to our scenario about a person who lost out on an opportunity for promotion, certainly this would be a very difficult thing to do, to go up to him and tell him you said something. He might not even be aware he was considered for a promotion. Nevertheless, the Chofetz Chaim informs us that neither Yom Kippur nor death itself can erase a sin between man and his fellow man, unless sincere forgiveness is sought and is granted. That's all I pray at the moment. Our speaker's hopefully here. If not, just he is here. Speaker's is here. Lovely. So, Mitzvashem Yankee is back tomorrow. Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Sunday, Kof Ches, Ador Sheni, 7th of April, Rabbi Yaakov Klein, Shlita, Morer, and the Secret Mission of Golos Mitzrayim. This week's Torah way has been sponsored by Refuah Shleima Shel Rav Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Neri Yoye, Sheyistel Refuah Shleima Bekrov, Sof Shor Chole Yisrael, Leschus HaShavuim VaChayolim VaMilchamo, Sheyachzu Levoteihem, Leshalom Bimheirom.
Amen. Okay, good morning. Good morning, Gutvach. Hope everybody had a beautiful Shabbos, Be'ezus Hashem. And the privilege of being able to speak at Torah Way on Sunday morning is that it's not just start your day the Torah Way, it is, of course, start your week the Torah Way. And what a privilege to start our week in this way. Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zoche to a week of Mala B'Kodesh Ve'Emarid. And this is just the beginning, and it should get higher and loftier and holier as the week carries on. So I wanted to share a short idea with you. And it's an idea that really changed my perspective, not about Marar, which of course is an important element of Pesach, which all of us are preparing for now, both Begashmias and hopefully also Beruchnias in a spiritual sense, but more broadly, changing our perspective on this particular element of the Pesach Seder, as we'll see, changes our whole perspective on Golus and Geula, and that was the message, the secret mission of exile, what this means, to have gone from a state of exile, a state of galus, and being zoche, privileged to break into a realm of redemption. This idea comes from the Haggadah of Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, who's a Rav in Beit Shemesh, and very beautiful Haggadah, very beautiful Baal Mechaber of many, many, many Sfarim. And let's read Be'ezras Hashem this inside together with the time that we have. Says the Heidegger of Kluger, Shlita, B'sefer Oyev Yisrael, it's brought down from the Oyev Yisrael, the Rebbe of Apt, the famed Oyev Yisrael. Pasach Estaklus Pnimus U'meir Be'inen Achilas Hamarar. He says that Tzaddik, the Oyev Yisrael, opens up for us a brand new way of looking at this concept of the eating of the Marar at the Pesach Seder. Over here, it's just go to the left column. V'zel Shoyne, and he says the following, Inyan HaMarar, this is a quote from the Apter Rav, from the Oyev Yisrael. The concept of Marar, Midikas Avlanu HaTorah HaKadosh, the Torah writes, Mitzvah Saseh, it is a positive commandment, Lechel HaMarar, to eat the Marar, L'zecher Al Shem Vayimaru Es Chayeyem. Back to the right side. As the Pasuk tells us in Shemais, Vayimaru Es Chayeyem, the Mitzriim embittered the lives of Am Yisrael. And so on a very simple level, we're eating the Marar to remind us of the bitterness. It's a symbol. It's a way of experientially connecting to the experience of bitterness. As the Haggadah tells us, Chayv kol adam lirisis atzmei ki'ilu hu yatzei mimitzrayim, that all of us have to really experience it as if we were there in a very literal sense. And so we're eating this bitter food that's making us feel and awakening those emotions of bitterness, as the Pasuk again tells us, Vayimaru es chayeyem. Now, here the Apter Rav says something counterintuitive and completely bizarre in a certain way. Shmamina, says the Apter Rav, we see from here, Shazeu Gamkein Me'inine Hagu'ula, that the Marar is part and parcel of the Inine Gu'ula, the concept of redemption. Ubeloizev, without this experience of the Marar, Loihaya Hagu'ula, there would not have been the experience of freedom, redemption. And then he closes with maybe the most bizarre sentence of all, Vizehu Iker Moichin de Gadlus. This, the experience of Marar, is the primary element of what's called Moichin de Gadlus, which is a very ubiquitous and universal Hasidic or Kabbalistic concept that means expanded consciousness, the perspective of faith, breaking out of the ego, opening up to recognizing Hashem in everything, the realization of Enoid Malvado, seeing the bigger picture, right? Gadol, the word big, great, always references that which is expansive, as opposed to the contrast of this terminology, Moichin de Gadlus, is always in the Sfar, Moichin de Katnos, right? A very constricted way of looking at things, tunnel vision. When we fall from that soulful understanding of life as being the revelation of Hashem, the revelation of God, which is the revelation of good, the revelation of Kol Ma'ad Avad, Rachmana L'Tavavid, that's called Moichin de Gadlus. When we slip from that way of thinking and of seeing the world, that's called Moichin de Katnus. And we start to lose hope, and we start to forget that Hashem is running His world. That's called Moichin de Katnus. Says the Apter Rav, the eating of the Marar on Pesach, Ze ikur moichin de gadlus. This is the essence of an expanded level of consciousness. So what a strange thing to read, right? Says Rav Kluger, Rav Pashtus, on a simple level, Devarav akdoshe merav sin igri. We find this terminology in Chazal, we find this terminology in Rishonim, Achronim. Merav sin igri, these words are shattering all the walls. What kind of thing is this to say? Echitachin loimer ala marar. How could you possibly say about the marar, that symbol of bitterness, Zehu gamkein me'inine ha'geula, that this is part of the story of redemption. Ha'riachilas marar, everybody knows, like we just read, that the eating of the marar, who zeichel lekach shamitzriim mararu eschai b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim. They embittered our lives. They made our lives miserable. They made our lives so difficult. V'imkein ha'marar hu zeicher l'toikiv ha'golus v'ashiv. But on the contrary, the eating of the marar is literally the symbol of everything that was difficult about the exile. The Marah doesn't come to teach us about the redemption. What does come to teach us about the redemption? The matzah. The matzah teaches us, right? That they didn't have time to really bake the dough properly. They rushed out of there in a way of incredible alacrity. But the Marah over here is the inine ha'geula. How does that work? And even more difficult is Echitachin Loimar. What does the Apter Rav mean to say when he writes Shu Iker Moichin the Gadlus, that the eating of the Marar is the essence of an expanded, Geula-oriented way of thinking about the world. See, he says a very deep thing now, and it's a very simple concept, but it's like an encompassing idea that helps us approach Pesach in a completely different way. Amnam b'dvarav akdash amana lemeidim or anulaim demistaklus pinimis aleitziyim emitzrayim. From the words of the Apter Rav, we are meriting to have a completely different perspective, a much more interior, a much deeper way of looking at what it means to leave Mitzrayim. She'ein ikra madubar b'leila seder oydas kach shebitzias Mitzrayim b'nei Yisrael of siku lizbol as koshi ashibud v'agolas. He says it would be a mistake to think that the whole thing that we're celebrating when it comes Pesach, and we use the word celebrating just on a very simple level, of course, what does it mean? We're not just celebrating, but we're re-experiencing in our own inner world, leaving Mitzrayim, which is constriction, Mitzarim, boundaries, all of that which we are trapped by, whether it comes to Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveira, Ben Adam L'Atzmai, all of us experience limitations. That's what it means to be human. What a privilege. We're not angelic, right? So all of us have our limitations. That's exactly why Hashem created us. And it comes Pesach time. And even now we're able to see, Baruch Hashem, it's a beautiful day outside, relatively, but it's somewhat a beautiful day. And it means that the world is waking up, coming back to life. It's springtime. And that energy is mirrored in the inner dimension of our experience, of what it means to be human. We come back to life. What a difficult winter it's been on a billion levels. But the energy of Nisan, the energy of Chodesh HaAviv, things start waking up. Things start expanding. Aviv, Aleph, Tebeis. You know, things start to grow. Things start to move in order. Things start to manifest. That energy of growth. And so the same thing in our inner world. We go from Meitzarim, constriction, to Geula. That's what Pesach is all about. We gain the hope to realize I can change. I can grow. I can break free of my limitations. I'm not stuck. There's nothing more antithetical to the Jewish soul than stuckness. A Jew is never stuck. We find a way. We find a way under, over, through, right? And we're going to learn about through. And we can grow. We can change. And so he says the fundamental thing to think about when it comes to this whole concept of breaking free from galus and moving into geula is that we aren't simply celebrating this that Am Yisrael merited to leave the difficulty of Mitzrayim. And this is crucial. It's such a key shift. And to go back to the status quo that they had beforehand. Meaning Shivim Nefesh, all the descendants of Yaakov Avinu come down to Mitzrayim. Nebuch, what can you do? For hundreds of years they're enslaved there. And then they got out. What a privilege. And then they're back to where they were. No. He says we're misunderstanding what that concept of exile and redemption is. So let's read it again, that sentence. She'ein ikra manduber b'leil ha-seder. When we're speaking about the redemption of Am Yisrael on the Leil HaSeder, we are not simply speaking oydos kach about this shebiyatiyas mitzrayim and Yisrael of siku lizbol as koishi ashibur v'agolos, that we simply stopped dealing with the bitterness and the difficulty of exile. Ela ikar hamadubar. You know what really happens when a Jew is in exile and then breaks free? Ikar hamadubar v'amechuvan. The primary thing we're speaking about, hu alkach, and this is the key word, shehem hafchu, they transformed es koishi ashibud, the difficulty, the bitterness that they experienced with toichif agalos, and the essence of that experience of exile, lekli, to become a vessel el hatoiv v'hagu'ula. This is a difficult and said it's a simple concept because it's just one idea, but it's a deep concept. They transformed their experience of exile to render it itself as a vessel for the light of the redemption. The Sfas Emes and other tzaddikim point out that this is the symbol of the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows up to Moshe Rabbeinu the first time as he transmits to him this mission, sending him to be the leader to take Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. He shows up in what symbol? In the burning bush, in the sneh. And the sneh is the concept, everybody understands, the sneh is not a beautiful tree, you're not taking shade on holiday under a sneh. A sneh is thorny, it's brittle, it's not beautiful, not physically, it's difficult, it's pokey. A sneh is the koshi, it's the difficulty of exile. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a flame in the sneh. The flame is always that which is warm, vitality, life. The opposite of the dry and brittle, dead sneh that's representative of the exile. There's a flame here. There's an opportunity here. And the deepest thing is that the fire is burning. The experience of exile isn't meant to be consumed. It isn't meant to disappear, and that all that's left is the flame. But somehow, the experience of exile in and of itself can be seen as an opportunity to taste the sweetness of redemption. What does this mean? Let's open the sugya a little bit more. He brings a very fundamental paragraph from the Zohar HaKadosh, which is emblematic of the whole energy of the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar isn't just a book. It isn't just a set of books, set of Sfarim with the teachings of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, whenever it was composed and whoever wrote it, much speculation about this, but it's the teachings of Rabbi Shimon. And it's not simply that. The Zohar HaKadosh is a living, breathing entity. It's a light. It's a light that's part and parcel of our Torah HaKadosh, that throughout the generations of history, especially as you get closer and closer to Geula, this light has been refined and revealed in greater and greater measure to greater and greater groups of Yidden throughout history, from Reb Shimon to the Ari HaKadosh, from the Ari to the Gra, to the Baal Shem HaKadosh, through Reb Chaim Volozh in that school, through the Baal Shem Tov in his school, down through Rabbi Nachman of Breslov and the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and all the tzaddikim that are more and more bringing this essential light down in such a way that every single Jew can connect to this light. And this is the light of the Geula. Reb Shimon makes no mistake of saying it, nor does the Gra, by the way, and Evan Shlema, he says explicitly, that the whole Geula depends on this kind of limud. This is what our neshamas need at the end of time. This is the secret light, the hidden light of Geula, that Reb Shimon says, B'sifra da, with this sefer, yifkun beim galusa barachme. We can leave exile with rachamim, channeling rachamim. So over here we're going to read a paragraph, and I think it's the most emblematic description of who it is, what kind of Yid that we can call a Zohar HaKadosh Yid. A Jew is connected to that energy. It doesn't mean you sit and learn Zohar every day, which, according to the Chida at least, is not the worst thing ever. On the contrary, it might be the best thing ever, even if you don't know the words, the meaning, just to read it, like you read Tehillim. Very, very big thing. Many tzaddikim spoke about that. But aside from putting that aside, what it means to be connected to the Or of Geula. Listen to this paragraph. I'm going to read it just in Aramaic. The Yuvan Behektim Divrei Azar Kaddish, he brings from the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. She'ikar Avoida, that the primary task of the exile Yid, because again, the light of the Zohar is the light of Geula. It's trying to give us strength to figure out, like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? How do we see our experience collectively as a nation and individually as Yechidim in Gullus of every kind, of in Gashmias and in Ruchnias? She'ekar avoida, the primary task of the Yid, ulahapech asachasheich la'ayra, is to turn the darkness itself la'ayra into light. Es hameriru, to turn the bitterness, the marar, lemiska, and to see it from the perspective of expanded consciousness, with a deeper understanding of what life is all about, to see it itself in a certain way as being sweet. Umesuper shambar chava. And the story is told over there in the Zohar HaKadosh, She'achri p'tiris Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that after Rabbi Shimon had left the world, his aunt Rabbi Chia, one of the Chavraya, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shimon, fasted Kadeshu Yizgal Elav, so that Rabbi Shimon should be revealed in one way or another to him. The Iskab to call up Talmidim the aim of Yira, and the Zohar describes as they gathered all the Chavraya, all these holy Yidden, the group of Jews who were learning from Rabbi Shimon together, and they sat with awe and fear. The kolanafik, and a voice was heard. It echoed out va'amar, and it said, "Man minchain dechashucha mahapcha l'nahayra. Who among you has transformed the darkness into light? V'taman merira lemiska, and has transformed the bitter taste into sweetness. Ad leyesan hacha, before coming to this place." Man minchoin de mechaken michal yoim lenahoyer de nahir. Who among you sits every day longing for the light to be revealed? Bishata de malka pocket la elta. At the time when the king, a reference to Hashem, his pocket is remembering and reuniting with what we call the Shekhinah, the indwelling presence of Hashem, the realization that every aspect of physicality can be lichted, can be illuminated with the presence of Hashem in that thing. It's up to us and our perspective. Who among you longs for a world where the human consciousness collectively of every human being and every nation is awake to the level and the reality that Hashem is mamish present here? Waiting for Hashem to be pronounced King of Kings so that every human being can recognize this deeper level of reality. Says Rabbi Shimon, through the mouth of Rabbi Chia, whoever it is that doesn't wait every day for this, it doesn't have a portion with us. Very powerful. What does it mean to be a Zohar Kadosh Yid? What does it mean to be a Geula Jew? Hashem, 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 Hashem. That's it. To be a Yid who's longing for Hashem's presence to be revealed. We sang it, Shalosh Shudos, at the end of Yidid Nefesh. What do we want? What do we want? The one thing that all of us are yearning for is that the whole world should be lit up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Ta'ir Eretz Mechvaidecha. Shalosh Shudos, without getting to the whole depth of this now, Shalosh Shudos is a time of yearning. It's called in the deeper Sefarim, Rava de Ravin. It's a time when the deepest, deepest yearning of a Jew can be revealed. Unfortunately, by some, we turned it into a shir. And there's a time for shirim, and there's a time for also sitting and really feeling something. That's what Shalosh Shudos can be. By the Hasidim, they would turn off the lights. It wasn't you know, it was a real thing to be able to sit, in the darkness, and to be able to feel something wake up inside of me. To be very, very real with ourselves. A hard thing to do. That's why it's so much easier to, you know, to replace it. It's difficult to be a person who sits alone, Shalosh Shudos time, maybe surrounded by other like-minded Jews, and reveals that yearning. It's an inner avoida, inside. Ta'ir Eretz Mechvedecha Tata Zisa. I want the whole world to be lit up with your presence. Such a Jew is a Geula Jew, because that's what the Geula means. Make no mistake. Geula doesn't mean that everyone finally leaves us alone and we carry up. Geula means there's a fundamental shift in the consciousness of humankind. There's a new world order in the highest, most elevated sense. Everything changes. And we want this, not for us, not for me, but for you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for you. What a, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called, the Talmud of Devarim brings down at the very beginning. Hashem is called in the Hechalos of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. He's called Melech Aluv. An insulted king. HaKadosh Baruch is an insulted king. You know why? Because Hashem is giving me and you chiyus every split second. Us who are sitting here alive, we're filled with Hashem. We're filled with the presence of Hashem, the neshama, which is a chelek alakamimal. And we just largely, I mean, I can speak for myself, I ignore it. I pretend like it's not. What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment, and how beautiful when every human being wakes up to that deeper level of reality. That's a redemption Jew. Who turns darkness into light, who recognizes that all the difficulty that I go through is not inhibiting my connection to Hashem. On the contrary, now I'm meant to serve Hashem from this place and in this way. That every constriction I experienced in and of itself could be seen as an opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way, in a deeper way. Geula is not simply getting out of Gullus. Geula is the experience of Gullus having changed me, very deep. Of Gullus having changed me, having shaken me out of my illusions, having introduced me to myself in a deeper way, to make me recognize that I'm dependent, to let go and let God, as it were, which we know today from addiction terminology, from people that are in Gullus, in the biggest, deepest kind of personal Gullus, literally addicted and chained to something. The way out is a teaching. How many people I've spoken to who went through that process, who say that if they had the chance, they wouldn't do one thing differently in a certain way, even though many of them have ruined their lives in certain aspects. But what they learned, how it changed them, how much more sensitive they became, how much more spiritual they became, how much they were able from the pit of Mitzrayim, their own personal exile, to experience of a nitzak that they never would have experienced otherwise. They turned the bitterness itself into sweetness. They turned the darkness itself into light. And that's the sight of Gullus individually, and it's the secret of Gullus collectively. Am Yisrael was meant to learn something this last 2,000 years. Arguable how good a job we're doing. But in a certain way, the more that we get closer to Geula and we're learning teachings like this, we have to change our perspective. What are we learning? What are we learning? What are we learning here? So let's carry on the next paragraph. And this is what the Oyev Yisrael, the Apter Rebbe, is teaching. It's not that we broke free from Galus, we got out of the Marar, now we get the Matzah. No. The Marar is part of the story. But zehu pasach estaklus chadash al inin achilas hamarar. It changes what we think when we eat the marar. Leida lahavin, to know and to understand. Sheachilas hamarar inan arak zecher lekach shemaru hamitzriim eschayav esinu b'mitzrayim. It's not just a zecher, a way of remembering. Wow, they really made our lives miserable. No, ela sheachilas marar, the eating of the marar melamedes oisanu das. It teaches us such a deep, deep, deep lesson. We should not look at the redemption from Egypt simply as getting out of exile and getting freed. Getting out of Mitzrayim taught us how to transform the experience of Mitzrayim into sweetness. That's what it means to get out of exile. And in this vein, there's even one way of explaining it, and this is a little bit more of a radical presentation of it, and I think there's an element to this that is true. That from this standpoint, from the Zohar Kaddish understanding of what exile is and what redemption is, it turns out that in our own personal experience of exile, and obviously we bless us all with revealed rachamim, like Lubavitch Rebbe used to bless everybody when he saw them, that they should be zeicha to revealed. Batoiv hanirav haniglis, he used to say. Because everything's good, but we should be zeicha to revealed goodness. Okay. From this standpoint, we can say that nothing actually need change in a Jew's life, in the lived experience of what they're feeling. No circumstantial change is necessary per se, even if they're really going through a hard time. It turns out that the fundamental way to change our perspective is not for things to change, but for the way that we look at those things to change. And maybe that's where Rabbi Shimon is teaching us. The whole Zohar Kaddish is a histaklus pnimius, called pnimius ha-Torah. And the Torah is not just a book. The Torah is the code of reality. So meaning to say, if I can start to train myself to look at the deeper, the inner light, the inner dimension of existence, so I find HaKadosh Baruch Hu here just like I find HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. And all of a sudden, it appears to me that I no longer have to find a way to get over and out of my current experience of constriction to get to a place where then I could serve Hashem. And if I only break free from this struggle, then I'll mamish. Okay, then I'm going to be the perfect yid just like Hashem wants me to be. According to Rabbi Shimon, right now, your bidiyeved, as it were, is apparently Hashem's lechatchila for you. Because this is what's happening now. This is your matziv. Find a way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. Find a way to utilize the unique dimensions and parameters of your galus as a way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your place in a way that no Jew ever served Hashem from the beginning of time until now, in the way that no Jew will ever serve Hashem from this time until the end of history. What Rabbi Nachman refers to as the Pasuk Tehillim, David HaMelech cries out, Bitzar, Herchavdali, which is an incredible pasuk. Doesn't mean, Ribbono Shel Olam, you expanded my constriction. It doesn't say you took me out. It says, Bitzar, while I was still in that matzav of constriction, of difficulty, Gevalt, Ribbono Shel Olam, I see how Herchavdali, you're here with me in this minute. And I can find you now in a way that I never could have found you otherwise. That's the Van Nitzak. That's the way that Am Yisrael grows so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daika, through the experience of Galus. Not so that we have to get out of Galus and then we can serve Hashem. From that place, Hashem has a plan. Exile can be seen as a bitterness that may be, in our perspective, transformed from Galus to Geula. Let's just read a tiny bit more, one more minute. V'yazeu nomavatim achilas hamarar. This is what we're expressing. She'atach yitzanam imitzrayim. Hanu oichzines hamarar. We get out of Galus and we lift up the experience of exile. V'oimrim, and we say, marar zeh. This experience of bitterness. Shanu oichlim hu beglal shemaru amitzrayim eschayi aviseinu. They made our lives miserable. And what we mean to say, wow, what a privilege. We went through that experience and we came out the other side stronger. We held on in such a deep way. We hold it up and we say, this became sweet. This is the mara that we sweetened, the Yetzia Mimitzrayim. Not the mara we escaped. This mara we took out with us. We recognize that it is something different than what we first understood it to be. This is what the Ayav Yisrael means to tell us. That from the standpoint of expanded Geula, Zayar HaKadosh consciousness, the Marah is part and parcel of the redemption. Shezachinu that we merited, b'Mitzrayim l'hafachas ha-marar l'matok. We turned the Marah, the Meriru, the bitterness, into sweetness. This is our whole job in the world as individuals who go through our own personal galus, our own personal mitzrayim. It was all told mirosh. This is part of a plan. What a perspective, what an expanded level of consciousness. Hashem is not just there on the shores of the Yam Suf after the sea splits and we're out and we're free and the whole Mitzrayim is dead. No. Geula is here. Geula is now. Geula is when I'm chomping on the marar. This is Gamkein Me'inenei Geula. There's Hashem in this circumstance and experience here. I'm turning the marar into matok. The darkness that comes, the light rather, that comes from within the darkness, is a much greater light. We finish with this. Also a teaching from the Zayar Kaddish, there is no light like the light that comes from within the darkness. And this is what Arizal says, the Kabbalistic deeper perspectives of eating the marar, that side marar, marar is gematria maves. Marar is death, everything that's dead. Shem hadinim akashim, all the difficulties, all the times we feel like, I have no energy to serve Hashem, I have no connection, I'm feeling numb, I'm feeling dead, disconnected. Shem hadinim akashim, v'tzarech, this is what Arizal says, when you eat the marar, unbelievable what you're doing. Lilasam, you're chewing up the death. You're processing it. You're splitting it up into processable pieces, so to speak. Ulamaskam, and you're sweetening them. Ulataychnam bishinayim, you're turning it into food. Lamese kamriros, lamate kamriros, in order to sweeten the judgments. So I know I went over time just a little bit, but I know it's a big avera here, but I'll just close with this, that we should be zoich. I still have a minute. We should be zoich be'ezus Hashem to go into this Pesach after this incredibly bitter winter that we're still in, even as it turns spring outside. And we still have, like we said, to daven for the soldiers and to daven for Am Yisrael, to daven for the world that's hurting in so many billions of ways. But Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zeicha to go in with this perspective. We're not davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take us out. We're davening, Rabban Shalom, help me taste the geula even while I'm in Galus. Like the Belzer Rebbe said, we say, some Hasidim say, and Bechlal we say, I think, Chabad Davka doesn't, but Ribon Olamim on Friday nights, what do we say over there? Shetrachameini oid begalusi legaleni. That you had rachmanis on me, not to take me out of galus. Oid begalusi, while I'm still in my galus, bitzar legaleni. I should taste the light of geula. To recognize there's no bidiyevit, wherever you are in your individual lives, each of us deal with mitzarim, each of us deal with limitations, each of us deal with challenges. That place is specifically where we are meant to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in so doing, we take the marar and we lift it up and we say, this is not the marar we were freed from, this is the marar that helped us become free. Through it, in this experience of sweetening the marar and making light that which was dark, we should be zeichet to see the ultimate geula, pratis and klalis b'meher b'amenu, amen v'amen. Thank you so much. Yeah. I don't know what that's.
touch it and give you a chance to forward it.
This
is not to give you a chance to forward it.
Yes, I was gonna upload it onto the thing anyway.
You can give us the Yankee right sound on. Okay,
thank you.
Listen, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I went back to the
Shepherds,
and, you know, I don't keep time.